resilience is something that we need to instill in our children as they're growing up, because life can be tough down the track. But how resilient are we? How well, for instance, do we cope with criticism? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In a 2019 Harvard Business Review article, best-selling author and social scientist Joseph Grenny wrote this: "Even when criticism is delivered kindly, and on the internet it rarely is, it can threaten the crucial human psychological needs of safety and self-worth. Tackling criticism in a resilient way requires detaching yourself from what's being said so that you can bypass any feelings of inadequacy and defensiveness." And that's the issue, isn't it? Even helpful criticism threatens us to the core of our being. Even well-meaning criticism stirs up our emotions to make us defensive. And so we end up missing out on the great lessons, the great benefits that healthy criticism can bring. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 31 and 32. "To be counted among the wise, you must learn to accept helpful criticism. If you refuse to be corrected, you're only hurting yourself. Listen to criticism and you'll gain understanding." That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? To be wise, we have to learn to accept criticism, to set aside the emotions it stirs up, to evaluate honestly and openly whether the criticism is valid, and if it is, to do something about it, fearlessly and unflinchingly. Because if we don't, we're the ones that miss out. If we don't, we're only hurting ourselves. Listen to criticism, receive it and act on it, and you will gain understanding. You will ultimately be counted among the wise. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God wants us to be mature, resilient, so that we can live in victory over our sin and over our circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.